Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And during the season of Lent, we didn't have these Hump Day Hallelujah, so we skipped seven of them because we are providing you with daily videos for the entire season of Lent, 40 daily videos, not including Sundays. And now during this, the season of Easter, these Hump Day Hallelujahs have resumed, but they're going to be different than they were during prior to Lent. For these next 7 weeks, these next seven Wednesdays, you're not going to be hearing from me. You're going to be hearing from other members of the congregation as they share a little bit about their story. Our theme during Lent was God's story, our story. And now that we've moved through Lent into the season of Easter, we're going to hear from you, other members of this congregation who are going to share how God's story has impacted their story. And they're going to share a bit about that with you in these moments each Wednesday. I hope you enjoy hearing these stories. I hope you appreciate the courage that these folks are displaying by sharing a part of themselves and a part of their story and their faith journey. And we will resume the typical traditional Hump Day Hallelujahs after Pentecost. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me and with the person who's going to be sharing with us today. Take care.
Hi, my name is Shane Tovin. I'm married to the wonderful and talented Andrea Tovin, who you often see up on the worship platform every Sunday, and who's the producer behind these wonderful videos. So I guess I'm here to talk about my testimony and my story. I grew up, a lot of people don't know this, but I grew up the son of a Southern Baptist pastor. At a very young age, I was baptized. About 5 years old, I was baptized in the church by immersion. Prior to that, actually, because in the Baptists, we do it a little bit differently. In the Baptist church, we come to a decision of faith first, and then we do baptism. So I actually came to my decision of faith at a very early age, probably about 4 years old, and my dad was still in seminary at the time. I still remember it. We were in Fort Worth, Texas, a big Baptist church, and I'd heard the message. I understood the message. I wanted to go forward and accept Christ as Lord. And because that's how we do it as Baptists, right? And anyway, my parents were like, do you really understand what's going on here? And what's your, the decision you're making? And I was like, yeah, I do. And they couldn't, they were shocked, but I did. And then about a year or two later, when my dad, we'd moved back to our place I was born in Hibbing, Minnesota. At about 5 years old, I got baptized by immersion in another small little Baptist church there. Well, okay, so that's the beginning of my faith story. Fast forward, through my youth, things got a little rocky for our family about the time, I turned 17 years old. Our mother left us and, it was kind of rough, but I kind of went into a little bit of a crisis of faith. But that was when I started finding the Lutheran church, actually, and became a member of a Lutheran church in our town, and they seemed very open and welcoming and accepting, and I kind of rolled from there. And then later on in my adult life, I met my wonderful wife, who had aspirations of going into ministry in the Lutheran church, and here we are 20 years later, still married. And we're still both serving and serving in ministry in the church. And so I guess it's my faith is something that, I've had a number of ups and downs throughout my life. But it's something that's always kind of been a big part of my life. And it's something that I've always been able to turn to, whatever is going on. So I guess that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I'd like to appreciate everything that everybody's done and, and all the people at Ascension that I've had a chance to get to know. And